Efforts to improve the Great Lakes face a major hurdle. Local, state, and federal programs overlap and sometimes duplicate one another, and that wastes a lot of time and money. President Bush wanted to change this, so he created a task force called the Great Lakes Regional Collaboration. For the first time, cities, states, federal agencies, and Indian tribes would agree to specific goals and how to reach them. By most accounts, they succeeded. Here's Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley.
I can't overstate what a major step forward this is for the Great Lakes. For the first time, we're all on the same page with a common vision.
The parties agreed to 8 major goals. Among other things, they want to restore wetlands along Great Lakes shorelines. They want to clean up heavy metals that pollute lake beds. And they want to keep sewage away from public beaches. The cost for all this would stand at billions of dollars, and that price tag caused a major rift. Bush administration officials agreed to spend $300 million additional dollars per year. That's just a fraction of what states and environmental groups hope for. Derek Stack is with Great Lakes United, an advocacy group. He says states want to participate, but sometimes they can't.
I think a lot of the states simply don't have the dollars necessary to pull it off.
Tribes, cities, and states are being careful with their criticism. They want to keep the door open for the administration to change its mind.
To be fair to the federal administration, you know, the states are saying, well, we don't have federal money, and the feds are pointing out, well, you don't exactly have, you know, state money either. But the states have committed themselves to the plan, and so now that they know what they've committed themselves to, the budget building can begin. It's hard to build a budget when you don't have a plan.
Some critics are more strident, though. Illinois Congressman Rahm Emanuel says the administration needs this clear message. Federal leadership requires federal money.
There's either action or inaction. Now, this is the 9th report in 5 years. I hope it's the last report, and I hope all, because there's nothing that can't be cured when it comes to the Great Lakes that resources cannot take care of.
Great Lakes advocates and state governments will be watching the next few months closely. Cameron Davis directs the Alliance for the Great Lakes. He says he's reserving judgment until the president releases a budget proposal.
And that budget will be proposed, released in the first week of February. And if it has $300 million in new funding, then we'll know that the administration's serious. If it doesn't, we need to ask Congress to step in.
Some legislators say that deadline might be too soon to judge the ultimate success of the restoration plan. Illinois Congressman Mark Kirk says other federal cleanup efforts came after several reports and years of waiting. Congressman Kirk says the prospects for the restoration plan are good. The Great Lakes region has the strength of 8 states standing behind it.
When you look at the success of the Chesapeake Bay, and then the success of protecting the Everglades, you see what, once you come together with a common vision, what a unified part of a state delegation, or in the case of Florida, what an entire state delegation can do.
On the other hand, it might be hard to keep 8 state governments focused on a common purpose. There's another wrinkle in the restoration plan as well. Canada lies on the other side of the Great Lakes, and any comprehensive plan will require its cooperation as well. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.